This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Game one of two tonight. Litchfield at Staunton will follow here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com through Network One Sports. Toppers in the road black uniforms trimmed out in the orange and the white. Greenville in the home white trimmed out in the blue. You got Comets in blue lettering across the front for Greenville. Orange lettering with Hillsborough across the front for the Toppers. It'll be Matouche and Lager to jump, and it'll be Greenville to get it first. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers as Andre picks up the ball pressure on Manhart. Motion up top. Nice back door down to McCullough. He's quickly double-teamed, goes up and in. Nice job by Peyton McCullough. The Topper rotation was there. He was double-teamed on that baseline, but he did a good job to take his time and go up strong, and Bellever answers right back with a triple out of the right corner. And just like that, Hillsborough leads 3-2. The varsity game's anything like the JV game, we're in for a treat. Toppers tied it at the end of regulation with a three before falling in overtime. Out front on the left elbow with Lager. Here's a three for Schoffelberger headed home off the heel, too strong. Hit at the rim a second time through Lager's timing off, and the rebound down to Vogel. Here's Drake. He's wearing the long black sleeves under the Topper jersey tonight. Out front with Andre. Tries to cross over, and it's jarred loose and turned over. Picked up by the Comets and Schoffelberger. They leave Manhart alone. He'll fire for three. Missed it off the mark, and the rebound down to Andre, and he's fouled coming out. First foul of the ball game to the Greenville Comets. They will get Gabe Lager on the personal. In the backcourt with Vogel. Drake Vogel will come across the timeline. Leaves it right side of the key for Matouche. Off to Tekin. Back to Vogel now. Drake on the left wing finds Andre on the curl. Nick rises up, hangs, and hits. Nick Andre's first bucket. Man, he just has an ability to just seemingly pause in midair. 5-2 Toppers. Way out on the right wing is Gardner. Thought about the deep three instead. Leaves it off right side into the hands of Schoffelberger. Off to Gardner. The Comets swinging now left side of the hands of Peyton McCullough. On the right side, Lager attacks, goes right at Bellever. Brock comes up with the rejection. His outlet to Andres fumbled around, eventually picked up by Nick on the baseline with Vogel. Drake Vogel goes between the legs, cut off, back out to Andre at the volleyball spike line. 6 minutes to play, opening quarter. Good start for the Toppers. They lead 5-2 on the road here at Greenville. Man-to-man defense for the Comets. Bellever in the left corner. Tekin goes back door, makes the catch, attacks, goes right at Lager, missed it. Good job by Gabe Lager to go straight up. Here come the Comets. Manhart all the way to the 10. The left-hand layup is good for Fletcher Manhart. And it's 5-4 Hillsborough. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Drake Vogel off to Tekin on the right wing with Andre. Skip pass into the hands of Matouche. Gavin drives baseline, cut off under the hoop. Kicks out to Tekin, top of the key. Jace, dribble drive, rises up, floats it up and in. Jace Tekin's first bucket. 7-4 Hillsborough, 5:15 for the opening quarter. Here's Gardner, drives baseline, under the hoop. Kicks it out middle, tipped, stolen by the Toppers. Here comes Andre. Nick, all the way to the rim, absorbs the contact, draws the foul, and two free throws for Nick Andre. Second team foul on Greenville. They're going to get Fletcher Manhart with his first personal. And it will send Andre to the free throw line, the 6'1 senior. He's battled some injuries the last couple of years here. Free throw rattles out, no good. But, man, when he is healthy, he is something to watch. Had a big game with the Tito shootout versus Cancer on Saturday to help the Toppers pick up their first win. Free throw no good, and Andre missed a pair. And on the rebound, a foul coming out on the Toppers. First foul whistled on Hillsborough. They'll get Bellever as the guilty party. 3-point Topper lead, 3 minutes played first quarter. Number three, Fletcher Manhart across the timeline for Greenville. He leaves it off for McCullough. Into the hands of Schoffelberger, left side of the key, off to Manhart. Head fakes a three, one dribble, pulls up, top of the key, missed it too strong. Rebound down to Matouche. Outlet to Tekin. Here comes Jace into the front court, leaves for Andre. Nick Andre. Back to Jace. Between the circles, out at the volleyball spike line. Tucks it under his left arm. Checks back behind him at the Topper bench for the play call. Vogel comes and gets the ball now. Back to Tekin. Topper's running a low stack here. off the blocks. Andre on the left wing. He'll get a screen from Bellever. He'll work towards the baseline. Andre cut off there, and he's going to be called for steps. Tried to get the air brakes activated. They did not engage quick enough, and he slid his foot along the baseline. Topper's second turnover. 4:23 for quarter number one. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Gym probably three quarters full. In the corner it goes to Schaufelberger. Greenville will be hosting the girls to a sectional coming up this year. On the baseline, Manhard, one dribble, pull up off the side of the rim, almost went down, picked up off the floor by Teakin. Of course, Hillsborough hosted it last year and played Greenville in that epic sectional championship. On the right wing with Bellever, into the hands of Andre. That's one of the most electric atmospheres I've had the privilege to see in my time covering high school sports. That sectional last year at Hillsborough, the triple OT game against Plains, and then the sectional final against Greenville. It was something. In the corner with Andre, he'll fire for three. Yes, for Nick Andre. Five first quarter points for Nick. Two triples in the quarter for the Toppers, and a quick start, 10-4 lead for Hillsborough, 3:25 opening quarter. Here's Gardner in the left corner. Now on the right elbow goes to Lager. He will hand to Schaufelberger. Jack, dribble drive, cut off there nicely by Teakin. Into the hands of Manhart, the 5'8 junior. Kicks it in the corner to McCullough. Again, no seniors for this Comet squad. McCullough, the young sophomore, slipped, but it was tipped out by Hillsborough. It'll stay with Greenville, 3:07 for the opening quarter. Todd Cantrell said, never had a varsity team with no seniors, and he's been doing this for 22 years here at Greenville. Manhart deep on the left wing, thought about the three momentarily. Now the Comets swing it across the head of the key into the hands of McCullough on the right wing. Left elbow feed to Lager. That frees up Gardner for three, missed it. Good set there. Gardner had a nice look, just couldn't put it home. Rebound down to the Toppers. Teakin on the baseline. Matouche, yes, for Gavin Matouche. Short baseline J for Gavin. He has his first bucket and an early 8-point Topper lead, 12-4. Gardner under the hoop to the left block, kicks it out. Schaufelberger for three, missed it. Greenville can't get one from the outside right now. Rebound cleared by Matouche. Chance for the Toppers to extend. Poked away from Teakin, but right to Matouche. Gavin with the spin, the left-hand floater won't go, and the rebound down to Manhart for Greenville. A left-handed bounce pass across the floor to McCullough, rejected and picked up by the Toppers. That was a lovely pass, though, from Fletcher Manhart with the offhand on a bounce right on the money. 12-4. Toppers lead with the ball. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. That last turnover for Greenville, their second. Their issue has been they just haven't been able to knock down open shots. They've had a number of them here in the opening quarter. They just haven't gone home. Andre, right side of the key, crosses over on Gardner. Jump stop, rises up, and puts it down. What a move for Nick Andre. Lightning quick. Had the little hesitation bounce, and then exploded into the paint. 14-4 Toppers. Playing with some confidence early. Gardner, just outside the paint, leaves it on the right elbow for Lager. Puts it on the deck, attacks. That won't go. Rebound tapped by Bellever, right to Teakin. Another good look for Greenville. Ball kicks out. 80 seconds, first quarter. 14-4 Toppers. Hillsborough playing with some confidence. Coming off that win at the Tito Shootout versus Cancer on Saturday against New Berlin, their first victory of the year. They'd been close a number of other times, but finally got over the hump on Saturday. Now looking to get themselves a little winning streak working. As Andre attacks, are they going to get Nick for offensive? No. He was fouled, and he'll have free throws. Third team foul on Greenville. Second personal on Gabe Lager. So the big fella, the 6'2 junior, early foul trouble. Free throw for Andre, rattles home. 8 first quarter points for Nick Andre. He's now 1 of 3 from the foul line. Dylan Smale will check in, 5'8 sophomore. He'll replace Jace Teakin. Dylan McCamick into the action, the 6'1 senior. He'll replace Brock Bellever. 63 seconds for the first quarter. Good start for Hillsborough. 15-4. Andre can't make it 16-4 as that free throw rimmed out. Final minute opening quarter. Manhart in the backcourt is fouled by Dylan Smale. As Smale met him in midcourt, tried to cut him off, but got him with a little hand check there. Good sophomore class for the Toppers. Of course, you got Vogel and Matouche both in the starting lineup. Then Dylan Smale getting a lot of varsity minutes here. On the left wing with Ryan Heath, who's checked in, a 5'10 junior. Up top to Nathan Grohl. As Grohl spins middle off the heel for the lefty too strong and the rebound down to the toppers. 40 seconds for the quarter. Here's Drake Vogel. Spins away from his man, thought about the step back three, instead leads for Matouche off to Smale. Back top of the key to Andre. Half a minute for the opening quarter. Joe Vanzo says he wants one shot, so Andre pulls it out near midcourt. Dribble handoff to Drake Vogel. Comet switching the screen up top, so Schaufelberger stays with the ball handler at the top of the key. Andre now dribble handoff to Vogel. Schaufelberger stays with Drake. 10 seconds for the quarter. Vogel on the dribble out towards midcourt with 8. Drake looking to go between the legs with 5 at the volleyball spike line with 3. Pulls up. Too strong. Rebound tapped around. Schaufelberger midcourt. Good if it goes. It will not. After 8 minutes, it is Hillsboro 15, Greenville 4. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Well, after one quarter, good start for Hillsboro. They lead Greenville 15-4. Nick Andre, 8 points in the opening quarter. Hit a three, was just 1 of 4 for the free throw line, and it could have been more for Andre. Toppers get the basketball to start the second quarter, and out front, we're going to have an officials timeout as something rolled onto the floor. I don't know what it was, but might have been a baby pacifier. I think that's what it was. So it's back in Mama's hands now. I want to sterilize that thing first, though. 7:50 for the first half. Toppers with the lead and the ball. Andre lobs down to Matouche, just threw it too far for Gavin. Third topper turnover. Here comes Mayenhart. Into the hands of McCullough. Attacks the rim, missed the layup. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Schaufelberger out near the three-point line. Toppers have Andre, Matouche, McCamick, Schmale, and Tekin on the floor. Schaufelberger leaves off for McCullough. Mayenhart, deep three, rimmed it out. That type of night so far for Greenville. Maybe it'll change. Grohl and Heath, the other two Comets on the floor. Tekin on the left wing to Andre. Nick puts it on the deck, crosses over, raises up, left it short. Good defense there by Schaufelberger. Here comes Mayenhart into the front court. Fletcher into the corner, off to McCullough. Comets swing it quickly. Schaufelberger open for three, left it short. And on the rebound, a foul coming out on the Comets. Matouche had good position, and Nathan Grohl going to be whistled for the foul. His first, team's fourth. Drake Vogel returns. Brock Bellever returns. Matouche and Andre will get a seat for Hillsboro. 6:55, first half, 15-4 toppers. They started fast, knocked down shots in the opening quarter. An opening 8 minutes where Greenville had trouble getting shots to drop. Good looks, just wouldn't go. On the curl, McCamick off the window. Yes, nice assist from Drake Vogel. Good offensive set that time. McCamick moving without the basketball. 17-4 Hillsboro. Mayenhart lost the dribble and got high on him above his shoulder. That'll be turnover number 3, and Todd Cantrell wants a timeout. 6:32 for the first half. Hillsboro leading Greenville 17-4. You're listening to Boys South Central Conference Basketball on WSMI. Good start for the Toppers. Rough beginning for Greenville. Hillsboro leads the Comets 17-4. Toppers have the basketball, 6:25 until the break. On the right wing with McCamick. In the corner to Vogel, up top to Bellever, right side of the key, and he threw it away. He was looking for Tekin on the left wing and just threw it out of his reach. Fourth topper turnover. That was unforced. Greenville quickly into the front court with Desmond Gardner. Gardner leaves it on the right side of the key for Mayenhart, who cans the triple. Fletcher Mayenhart has 5 points for Greenville, 5 of their 7, and it's a 10-point lead for the Toppers, 17-7. Tekin, top of the key. Leaves it off for Bellever on the right wing now with Vogel. Top of the key to Smale. Dylan Smale wanted the backdoor bounce pass to Tekin, wasn't there. Into the hands of Vogel, right side of the key. Dribble handoff to Bellever. Kicks it in the corner to Smale. Dylan had to leave his feet to make the catch. Almost had his pocket picked by McCullough. Now loses the ball on the floor. Mayenhart comes up with it, and they're going to get Smale on the foul. So fifth turnover on Hillsboro. Second personal foul on Dylan Smale. Now to get Andre back to the table. He'll check in replacing Smale, and Matouche is back on the floor replacing McCamick. 17-7, Hillsborough leading. They've led by as much as 17-4, but a lot of time obviously left in this ball game. 5:20 for the first half. Greenville trying to chip away. They have it down to 10 with the ball. Schaufelberger in the triple threat position. Across the floor, left elbow to Grohl. He hands off to Manhart. Fletcher Manhart cut off, leaves it back for Schaufelberger. Jack back to Manhart. Fletcher, nice ball fake. Gets inside the arc, now kicks it back to Gardner. High post feed to Grohl. At the foul line, rises up too strong, and the rebound down to Matouche. Gavin leaves it off for Jace Tekin. Jace finds a slashing Matouche. Gavin spins middle, fires, missed it on the fadeaway. Rebound is tapped around. It is off of Hillsborough. It'll be Greenville ball, 4:46 to play, first half. Substitution for the Comets, Gabe Lager returns. Nathan Grohl will take a seat. Fletcher Manhart into the front court, leaves it off for McCullough. Drives baseline, kicks to Gardner. Desmond puts it on the deck, rises up just outside the paint, rolled off. Good, strong rebound belongs to Jace Tekin for Hillsborough. Teak across the timeline. Jace gets all the way to the rim, spins around. Matouche, baseline, yes, for Gavin Matouche. Nice find that time from Jace Tekin as he drew a crowd in the heart of the lane. 19-7 toppers, Matouche with four. Gardner handling in the right corner. Belliver did a good job to cut him off the baseline. Head coach Joe Vanzo applauds the defensive effort. Manhart for three, missed this one well beyond the arc. Rebound to Matouche, his outlet pass thrown right down the middle of the floor, but Belliver had his back turned. Comets come the other way, Lager missed it. Good job by Matouche to play defense without fouling. Lager gets it back and sticks it in. First bucket for Gabe Lager. Toppers have had a couple of unforced turnovers here the last few moments. Andre handling on the right wing to the right elbow. Reattacks, and he's going to be called for steps. That time, Nick probably trying to do just a little bit too much by himself there. There was a good job by the Comet defender, Jack Schaufelberger, to be moving his feet and staying right in front of Andre. Matouche out, Dylan McCamick back in for the Toppers. 3.5 minutes for the first half. 19-9, Hillsborough lead. Schaufelberger on the attack off the window is good. Nice, strong take and finish for Jack Schaufelberger, his first bucket for the 5'9 sophomore. 19-11, the lead down to 8. This is as close as Greenville has been in a little while. Andre on the attack, going to wave it off and call offensive on Nick Andre. Joe Vanzo doesn't like it. It'll be the first on Andre, fourth on the team, go down as Hillsborough's 8th turnover. He made the bucket too. That's what really stings if you're the Toppers. 3:10, first half. This feels like a big possession of the ball game for Greenville. Schaufelberger for three, missed it short. Rebound down to McCamick. Leaves it off for Vogel. Here comes Drake across the timeline with the left-hand bounce. Little showtime pass back to McCamick now into the hands of Belliver. Back to Drake. Vogel swings it to Tekin in the corner. It goes to McCamick. Skip pass, top of the key to Belliver. Back to Teak, 2:40 for the first half. Jace Tekin in the corner to Dylan McCamick. Off to Vogel, one dribble, pulls up for three, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Lager. Here come the Comets, 2.5 for the first half. Nice slip pass, Gardner off the window, he missed it. Rebound down to the Toppers, picked up off the floor by Jace Tekin. Throw ahead to Vogel. Back to Andre, 2:15 for the first half of play. 19-11 Hillsborough, they led 15-4 after one. McCammon, top of the key to Tekin. Jace back to Dylan. On the left wing with Andre. Back between the circles now to Vogel. 2 minutes for the first half. Into the hands of Tekin. Right wing to Vogel now. Litchfield at Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. Our boys' South Central doubleheader. They lob down to McCamick. Nice catch. Better block by Lager. Picked up off the floor by McCullough. He races the other way and he's hammered at the rim. Free throws for Peyton McCullough. Fifth team foul on the Toppers. And they're going to get, I do believe, Vogel with the personal. Drake's first. At the free throw line, Peyton McCullough, 5'10 sophomore, has 2 points tonight. Still 2 points as that free throw won't go home. This is Greenville's first trip to the foul line tonight. Toppers are just 1 out of 4 All the attempts from Nick Andre. Free throw for McCullough. Good. Peyton gets one out of two. He has three for the game. The lead for Hillsborough down to seven. 19-12. 100 seconds first half. Vogel bouncing between the circles. Working on Schaufelberg. Check that. Working on Manhart. Leaves it off for Tekin. Back to McCamick on the left wing with Andre. Nick Andre gets all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. What a move for Nick Andre. He crossed his defender over, got him going right, rocked him back left. 21-12 toppers. A minute 15 for the first half. Gardner in the high post had trouble with the handle, able to get it away to McCullough. Leaves it off for Manhart. Fletcher probing left side under the hoop, kicks to Gardner. They swing it. Schaufelberger, nice ball fake. Step back for three. Back rim too strong. Rebound to McCamick. Good, strong rebound for Dylan McCamick. And then he gets tripped up over there by McCullough. Joe Vanza was calling for timeout, but with the foul, he will save the timeout. Personal on McCullough. That was just a good hustle foul there. He was diving after the loose ball. But he'll be whistled for his first. 55 seconds for the half. Five team fouls on both sides. We're going to play a half of basketball here with no bonus. That's a rarity anymore. This game's had a good flow to it. Well officiated first half. 40 seconds for quarter number two. And out front, McCullough goes for the steal, doesn't get it, winds up with a handful of wrist. His second, team's sixth. And maybe we'll get the half without bonus free throws. If Greenville can play the final 40.9 without fouling, we will. Next common foul, though, will put the toppers to the line. Dylan Smale checking in. He'll replace McCamick. Toppers have the ball. Front court, sideline trigger. Tekin will throw it in the backcourt to Vogel. Clock will run. 38 seconds for the first half. Drake Vogel walks his way into the front court with the left-hand bounce. Stands out near midcourt. Now Manhart comes out to pick up the pressure. Into the hands of Nick Andre, being checked by Schaufelberger. 23 seconds. For the first half. Oh, a bucket would be huge here for the toppers to get it back to double digits. Greenville's had it down to as little as eight in the quarter. It sits at nine right now. Toppers led by 11 after one. 10 seconds for the half. Vogel out near midcourt, gets a ball screen for Matouche, works the other way. Drake probing, Gavin in the corner, Smale, three, Horn, airballed it, and that's the half. Dylan got a good look. He was just a little bit too amped for that shot and put it right over the rim. Out of the left corner. After two, it is Hillsborough, 21. Greenville, 12. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. A 21-12 topper lead as they get set to start the third quarter here in Greenville. For the Comets, they will have Gabe Lauger, Fletcher Manhart, Desmond Garner, Peyton McCullough, and Jack Schaufelberger on the floor. For the toppers, they will come back with Nick Andre, Jace Tekin, Gavin Matouche, Brock Belliver, and Drake Vogel. So the original starting five for both sides. Hillsborough got off to a fast start, weathered that Greenville storm in the second quarter, and the Comets will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Was just handed a note here. Some South Central scores. Roxana leading Vandalia at the half, 39-34, and Gillespie leading Southwestern 27-16. A bucket for the Comets. Didn't catch who it was as I had my head down, but I'll give it to Manhart. 21-14, toppers lead with the basketball. In the corner, Belliver for three, missed it, and the rebound down to Schaufelberger for the Comets. Here comes Jack quickly in the corner to Gardner. Desmond Gardner on the left wing. Brings it across the head of the key. He's going to pop the three right side of the key. Yes, for Desmond Gardner. And Gardner has his first bucket of the night. And just like that, the lead is down to four. Here comes Greenville. Toppers need a good possession. Instead, they throw it away. Tried to feed the post. A lazy pass stolen easily by Gabe Lauger. Comets a little bit of the momentum now early in the third quarter. Lauger hands off to Manhart. Fletcher, one dribble, pulls up, around and out, no good. Rebound down to Belliver. Outlet to Tekin. Jace Tekin on the right wing. Leaves it off for Andre. Bad pass, stolen by McCullough. Up, and he missed the layup. Rebound down to Andre. Toppers dodged one right there. And what are we going to get here? We've got both officials with different calls, I do believe. We're not going to get a foul call here. The near side official I thought was going to call an offensive foul on Andre. The official in front of the benches also blew his whistle, and he said something to the Greenville bench. That might have just been a sideline warning, if you will. As a result, Hillsborough keeps the ball up four. Tekin spinning middle, rises up and hits. That's a tough shot from Jace Tekin. Had a hand in his face on the spin, didn't matter. Put it down from 12 feet. 23-17 Hillsborough. 6:05 third quarter. Lager hands to Manhart. He wants the three. Back rimmed it, and the rebound down to Matouche. Going to be tied up by Lager. Gavin rips it away from Lager, sends him flying. Jump ball, and the Toppers have it on the arrow. Gavin just tossed Gabe Lager like a rag doll right there. My basketball. Get off it. 6 minutes, third quarter. Gavin is a – they list him at 6'2", but he is strong. He is broad-shouldered. He's going to be a load as he matures through his junior and senior seasons. Part of a great sophomore class for the Toppers. Will they be part of a Hillsborough revitalization? Tekin on the left wing, kicks it in the corner to Bellever. Brock off to Gavin. Matouche right back to Bellever. Brock had the handle slip away from him and turned over. 11 turnovers in the Toppers. Tekin, part of that ball was blocked in there on the dribble drive from McCullough. Hillsborough dodges another one. Now Andre loses the handle. He dives to the floor, and Joe Vanzo gets the timeout. Sloppy start for Hillsborough here in the third quarter. 5:18, fourth quarter number three. Hillsborough leading Greenville 23-17. Back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Hillsborough has the ball. Tekin drives baseline. That's another tough shot. Going to be out of bounds off of Hillsborough. Tekin absorbed contact there, faded away off the left baseline. Tough, tough shot. 5 minutes, third quarter, 6 point Topper lead. Lager, dribble handoff, Manhart rises up and puts it down. Fletcher Manhart has nine, and the lead is back to four for the Toppers. Drake Vogel comes into the front court. That pass is tipped. Greenville getting their hands on a lot of basketballs here in the second half. Hillsborough's been a little loose with it, maybe a little fancy with their handle from time to time. Just make the proper play, the simple play. 4:45 for the third quarter. 23-19. They lob down to Matouche, and Gavin's going to be fouled. The comments came with the weak side help. That was Peyton McCullough coming over late, but they're going to get the foul on the comments. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. They get Lager, his third personal. In a low foul game, in terms of the team totals, Gabe Lager says, low fouls. I got three of them. He's been in foul trouble all night long. Some games are like that, where very few fouls called, but they're all on one kid. As Andre attacks and draws the foul, he winds up on his backside sliding into the left corner, and he'll have free throws. Second team foul of the half on Greenville. They will get Desmond Gardner with his first personal. Andre back to the charity stripe. He's 1 of 4 tonight, has 10 points for the game. Toss is short. Dylan McCamick back in for Hillsborough. He'll replace Brock Bellever. A lot of basketball to be played. And right now the Toppers trying to hang on. Free throw good for Andre. He gets 1 out of 2. He has 11 for the game. And here come the Comets quickly with Peyton McCullough. Leaves it off for Fletcher Manhart. Manhart, the 5'8 junior, works left side. Andre gets leveled by a Nathan Grohl screen. Manhart rises up, missed it. Offensive rebound, Grohl blocked and fouled by Vogel. Drake really wound up for that block. And even if he didn't foul him, when you wind up that much, it looks like a foul. Second on Drake Vogel, first of the half on the Toppers is Nathan Grohl. He set a monster screen on Andre out there on the left wing. Joe Vanza talking to one of our officials about it right now. Free throw for Grohl is no good. Jumbo, and he thought Grohl might have got one of his arms up a little bit high that time. Joe talking very calmly, though. That's how you get it done. Free throw for Grohl rims out. He missed the pair. And the rebound down to Matouche. Here come the Toppers on the fly in a hurry. Vogel almost lost the between-the-legs handle. Lost it again. Able to get it off to Tekin. Tipped and stolen. Gardner goes up and down for the easy deuce. Another bad pass by the Toppers. That's at least four, maybe five, just in the first half of this third quarter alone. Greenville's defense has really picked up. Hillsborough must be stronger with the basketball. This is as close as Greenville's been since it was 5-2. Andre on the attack draws the foul. Greenville got the first bucket. Hillsborough came down, hit a three, and then took off. Right now, the Comets have whittled that lead down to three. Tekin will safety valve it out to Andre between the circles on the bounce. Nick working on Manhart. Rises up, and he's going to be called for steps. 13th turnover. Fifth of the half already. 3:40, quarter number three. Comets with the momentum and the ball. Fletcher Manhart gets to the left elbow, leaves it off for Schaufelberger. Jack. All the way to the rim, layup good. With the scoop, Schaufelberger has four, and the lead is down to one, 24-23. It was 21-12 at the half. Down to Matouche, Gavin. Nice catch, blocked from behind, gets it back, draws the foul. Good strong take in there by Gavin Matouche. Third team foul. Nope, check that. Fourth team foul on Greenville. Look at the second personal on Nathan Grohl, and Gavin Matouche will be at the free throw line. His first trip tonight to the stripe. Toss good. Five for Gavin. 2-point lead for Hillsborough. Tekin out. Dylan Smale back for Hillsborough. Grohl out for the Comets, and Gabe Lager returns. He's playing with three fouls. Second free throw for Matouche. Gavin's toss. Good. He gets the pair. 3-point lead for Hillsborough, 26-23, 3:10 third quarter. Manhart on the attack right side, leaves it for McCullough on the right wing. Peyton gets into the heart of the lane, attacks and gets it to go down. Peyton McCullough with five. Good, strong takes here from Greenville, and unlike the first half, the shots that rattled around and kicked out are rattling around and going down. In the third quarter, Matouche, left hand, no. Andre's follow, no. Matouche gets it back. Gavin muscles it up and rolls it in for Gavin Matouche. That was a man's bucket right there. 28-25 Toppers, 2:40 third quarter. On the baseline with Lager, right back to Manhart now. This game hasn't been tied since it was 0-0. Manhart threw it away. He thought that McCullough was going to be slipping into that left corner, but Peyton stayed pat on the left wing, and it winds up in the fourth at Greenville turnover. 2.5 minutes for quarter number three. Hillsborough 28, Greenville 25, Toppers with the basketball. Vogel works left side, picks up the dribble. He'll fire the three. Yes, for Drake Vogel. His first bucket. He was just working on the bounce, picked up the dribble, spun around, and then just pulled the trigger. He's not afraid. He's ready to shoot at all times. His reputation will get to precede him as he moves along. He's just a sophomore, comes up with the block as he did a good job to keep his feet, rejected McCullough, took it right away, and then he was fouled, was Drake Vogel. Fifth team foul on the Comets. They'll get the third personal on Peyton McCullough. Grohl back in, Lager out. McCullough also out, and Ryan Heath has checked in for Greenville. Drake Vogel, just a sophomore, and he's got the makings of a good one for the Toppers. Between the circles with Andre. Here's Vogel on the left wing. Off to Smale, back to Andre now. Nick Andre across the floor to Smale. Dylan Smale on the left wing, bounce pass to Matouche at the foul line. Gavin will turn and face on Grohl. Backs his way down, pivots around, up, under, and draws the foul. Nice move from Gavin Matouche. Showed the patience, took his time, and got the foul. Three on Grohl. Back to the free throw line goes Gavin Matouche. Toppers had the lead back to six after Greenville had it down to one. Free throw for Gavin is good. 9 points for Matouche. Lead is seven for the Toppers. Andre out, Tekin back in for Hillsborough. Second free throw for Gavin is good. Hit the front rim and went down. 10 for Matouche. 33-25 Toppers. 90 seconds from the third quarter. Hillsborough did a good job to weather that Greenville run. You know a team's going to make a run Can you answer it? And the Toppers have 80 seconds for the third quarter. Gardner on the curl, all the way to the rim, missed it. Good contest late by Matouche. Rebound pulled down by Tekin. Here comes Jace into the front court. In the corner to McCamick. His entry pass is tipped, and Dillon able to corral it right back. Toppers maintain. Out it goes to Tekin. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Vogel in front of the Topper bench. Drake Vogel puts it on the deck. Left-hand pass across the floor to Tekin. Up top to Smale. 55 seconds for the third quarter. Here's Drake Vogel into the hands of Tekin. Off to Smale. Dillon Smale leaves it for Vogel. Bad pass turned over. Into the hands of Manhart. Layup is good as he went to the other side. Fletcher Manhart with 11 off the turnover from the Toppers. That was just a lazy pass that time from Drake Vogel. He took it for granted, and Manhart shot that passing lane. Half a minute, third quarter. Lead is 6 for the Toppers. Hand off to Jace Tekin. 23 seconds for the third quarter. Dribble handoff, top of the key to Smale. Here's Vogel now on the right wing. 18 seconds being checked by Schaufelberger. Dribble handoff to Teek. 13 seconds for the quarter. Hand off to Smale. Three-man weave up top with Vogel. Checks the clock with 8. Drake Vogel will make a play at the end of the quarter. Vogel, step back 3. That is deep. Back rimmed it. Rebound to Manhart. 3/4 court. No. And after 3, it is Hillsboro 33. Greenville 27. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. Money quarter time. Hillsboro leads by 6. Greenville gets the basketball to start the fourth. Gardner rises for a 3. Might have been partially deflected by Tekin. Picked up by Smale. Outlet to Jace. Tekin goes up and down for the easy deuce. 6 for Tekin off the great find from Dillon Smale. Right on the money. 3/4 of the court. Right down the middle of the floor over the top of the defense. Manhart traveled. He wanted the backdoor cut to Gardner. The Toppers cut it off. And then Manhart was caught with the foot drag. North Mac and New Berlin locked in a battle. They're tied at 51 with just 12 seconds to go in the ball game. Good Sangamo battle on your Friday. Good South Central battle here. Hillsboro leading Greenville 35-27. We'll have Litchfield at Staunton coming up next. Tekin leaves it off for Andre. 35-27 Toppers. They lead with the ball. Another pass deflected out by Greenville. McCullough got his hands on that. It'll stay with the Toppers. The Greenville activity defensively has been much better here in the second half. They've gotten their hands on a lot of basketballs for 6 Topper turnovers in that third quarter. Here's Andre spinning away, rises up middle, hangs, can't hit, but he's fouled. His mid-range game, you can put it up with anybody's mid-range game around the area. It is sensational. Quick first step, quick spin move, really good crossover. Andre's free throw is good. He has a dozen. That leads all scorers. Matouche into double figures with 10. Fletcher Manhart leading the way for Greenville with 11. Second free throw for Andre is off the heel too strong. Rebound down to the Comets. Here comes Fletcher Manhart. Leaves the bounce pass to McCullough. Gets to the foul line. Cut off. Spins around. Rises up. Can't hit. McCullough gets his own rebound, though, and puts that in. And counted. He's fouled. 7 for McCullough. Soft whistle there. Late whistle there. They're going to get McCamick. They're going to say he came down on the top of the head of McCullough. Just the second team foul on the Toppers. Greenville's already over the limit. They've committed 7 team fouls. So Hillsboro shooting free throws on every Greenville foul the rest of the way. McCullough's old-fashioned three-point attempt, no good, but the rebound down to the Comets. Grohl kept it alive. Here's Schaufelberger in the corner, a 7-point lead. Manhart open, 4-3. Yes. Fletcher Manhart cans the triple. He has 14. And after the bucket, we've got a foul on Greenville. The bucket will count. They're going to call that foul on the rebound. Remember, over the limit are the Comets, so we'll walk to the other end for free throws. They'll get Nathan Grohl with the personal, his 4th. We're going to call that an offensive foul, I guess. Should be 1-1. That's what Joe Vanzo's saying. They're going to deem that an offensive foul and no free throws. Remember, player control fouls, offensive fouls, you don't shoot in the bonus, and that will be the determination here. So foul on Grohl on the rebound underneath. Three-point bucket good for Manhart. The lead is down to four for Hillsboro. They have the basketball. Out front with Dylan Smale. Between the circles to Andre. On the left wing with Bellever. Brock Bellever brings it across the head of the key. Goes back door to Smale and turned it over. As Dylan has to race up the bleachers on the end of the floor here. 15th Topper turnover. They've been loose with the ball here in the second half. Will it cost them? They had the big lead, and it's slowly been whittled down. Greenville got it to a single point in the third quarter. Then Hillsboro got it back up to eight. It's now been cut down to four. Comets have the ball. Logger at the foul line. Down to Schaufelberger. Off the window. It's good for Jack Schaufelberger. He has six. And don't look now, but here comes Greenville. 36-34 Hillsboro. Vogel gets it off to Matouche. Gavin draws a crowd, gets into the middle, left hand, left it a little bit short, rebound tapped around, picked up by Greenville. They can tie with the two, take the lead with the three. Here's Desmond Gardner. Attacks, and he's fouled. Third team foul, that will be a two-shot foul for Desmond Gardner. Stops the clock, 5:47 to play. They will get Dylan McCamick on the personal, his second. Greenville for the night, 1-4 from the free throw line. Gardner's first trip. He has 5 points. Toss is no good. Actually, now they're 1-6 from the free throw line. Second toss, good. So Gardner gets 1 out of 2, and it's a 1-point game again. Toppers had an answer the last time Greenville made a run. Can they do it again? Andre at the head of the key. Dribble handoff to McCamick. Dylan McCamick will give it back to Andre. 5.5 for the ball game. Nick probing his way, and we're going to get a jump ball, and the Toppers keep it on the arrow. Good active hands in there. I think it was Peyton McCullough who got the tie-up. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro, leading 36-35. They trailed 2-0, haven't trailed since. Vogel open, 4-3, left it short. And the rebound down to the Comets. McCullough off to Fletcher Manhart. 5:20 for the ball game. Fletcher attacks baseline, cut off there by Andre. Back door to McCullough, kicked out of there by the Toppers. It'll be baseline out of bounds for the Comets. Litchfield at Staunton coming up next here on FM 106. Girls Hoops tomorrow, Hillsboro at Litchfield. That'll be 2 o'clock with the live coverage tomorrow afternoon here on WUSMI. Manhart, top of the key, works back left side now. McCullough, corner pocket three for the lead, canned it. Peyton McCullough buries the three. He has 10. Greenville's first lead since it was 2-0. It's 38-36, 5 minutes to play and a turnover. As Vogel threw it to Tekin, but Jace wasn't looking. That's the second time that's happened tonight. We saw it on an outlet pass in the first half, and now we see it with 5 minutes to go. Miscommunication between Vogel and Tekin. It'll be Greenville ball. There's some unforced mistakes here in the second half for Hillsboro. Loose with the basketball. 4:55 for the ball game. Left elbow to Logger. Feeds it down to Schaufelberger. Poked away by Tekin. Jack retrieves at the three-point line. Now attacks on the baseline. Kicks it out to Gardner. Down to Logger. Tipped away, but it goes right to Gabe. He plays it up and in with the left hand. 4 for Logger. I don't know how that pass found its way through. And now Joe Vanzo does want a timeout. 4:37 for the ball game. Greenville has their biggest lead of the night at 4, 40-36. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WUSMI. Toppers are in trouble now after they've led basically the whole way. They're down by 4 on the block. Matouche, Gavin raises up, missed it. Offensive rebound, Bellever followed good for Brock Bellever. He has 5, and the lead is 2 for Greenville, 40-38. Comets led 2-0 and then didn't lead again here until the fourth quarter. Gardner attacks, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up off the floor by Matouche. Shaved it right to Logger, who lays it up and in. Good hustle by Matouche, but underneath his own hoop, saved it right to Logger. Halfway through the money quarter, 42-38, and another unforced mistake as the pass was a little behind Tekin and Jace couldn't handle cleanly. 17th turnover, 9th in the half. And most of them here in the second half have just been bad passes where the teammate wasn't ready or just flat stolen by Greenville. 4-point Comet lead. Schaufelberger on the right wing. Up top it goes to Manhart on the left side of the key with Gardner. Into the hands of Peyton McCullough. Back to Gardner. 3.5 for the game. Gardner wants to attack the rim. Gets underneath the hoop. Kicks to Schaufelberger. Now to Manhart. Fletcher, one dribble. Pulls up. Elbow, yes, for Fletcher Manhart. He has 16. And it's a 6-point Greenville lead. Great job by the Comets to stay the course and come all the way back after they trailed 15-4 after one quarter. Got down 17-4. That was their biggest deficit. Now it's Hillsborough's biggest deficit at 6. Matouche cut off at the elbow. Backdoor Vogel, layup good. Nice two-man game there, Matouche to Vogel. Drake has 5, 4-point Comet lead inside of 3 minutes to play. Schaufelberger leaves it off for Gardner. Across the floor to Manhart, almost threw it over his head. At 5'8", Fletcher had to use it all to pull that in. Schaufelberger trapped out near midcourt. Manhart dribbles into a 3. Air ball that's saved by McCullough, though, underneath. And Todd Cantrell going to get a timeout. 2:31 for the ball game. Greenville 44, Hillsborough 40. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough led 15-4 after one, 21-12 at the half. It was 33-27 Hillsborough after three, and it's now 44-40 Greenville. Comets a 4-point lead and the basketball. 2.5 minutes to play. They really picked it up on the defensive end of the floor. Any comeback, that's where it starts on the defensive end. You got to string the stops, and they did. Schaufelberger for three, missed it. Rebound secured by Andre. Great rebound by Andre. He was surrounded by two white shirts. Now a bad pass into the front court through traffic. Turned over. We're going to get a jump ball. Comets will have it on the arrow. Andre tried an 80-foot pass right down the sideline through all sorts of white shirts, and it was turned over. Ill-advised that time from Nick Andre. Did such a great job to secure that rebound. 44-40. Greenville leads with the ball. 2:07 to play. Schaufelberger gets it in to McCullough. Toppers pressuring in the backcourt. Peyton McCullough away to Schaufelberger. Into the hands of Fletcher Manhart. Everybody clears out now, and Manhart brings it across the timeline. Inside of 2 minutes for the ball game. A 4-point Greenville lead. McCullough on the attack. Goes backdoor. Lager off the window. It's good. 8 for Gabe Lager. 6 of them here in the fourth quarter. 6-point lead for Greenville, 100 seconds to play. Out front with Vogel, Drake Vogel. And we're going to get a foul on Greenville. It's bonus time. They're going to get Fletcher Manhart there. There's a little too much contact fighting through that screen. Clock stops, 94 seconds to play. 9th team foul on Greenville. Big free throw here for Vogel. Have to make the first to get the second. Toss, short, offensive rebound. Andre, the putback is good. 14 for Andre off the missed free throw from Vogel. 85 seconds to play, a 4-point Greenville lead. Schaufelberger across the timeline. Dribble handoff is cut off into the hands of McCullough. Fletcher Manhart has it now out near midcourt. Manhart works left side, 70 seconds to play. Back up top to McCullough. They swing it right side with Schaufelberger. Back door to Gardner. Knocked away by Schmale. Picked up by Tekin. Here come the toppers. Final minute of the ball game. A 4-point lead. Vogel fires off the heel over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll belong to Greenville. 55.7 seconds for the game. Toppers still have a chance here. Down 4. Bucket there would have been very helpful. Quick foul giving on McCullough. Just the 4th team foul on the Toppers. So they got 3 more fouls to give to get Greenville to the free throw line. 54 seconds for the ball game. 4-point Comet lead. Schaufelberger in the backcourt, looking, needs to get it in, and that's a timeout just in the nick of time. I thought he was going to get the 5-second count, but the timeout at the 4.5-second count. 54 seconds for the game. Greenville 46, Hillsboro 42. We're back to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Comets get it in. Manhart, double teamed in the backcourt, gets away to Schaufelberger. Comets across the timeline and the foul given. 44.7 seconds for the game. Fifth team foul. Still not over the limit. It'll be sideline out of bounds for the Comets. Right between midcourt and the foul line. 4-point lead for Greenville. Gardner looking, gets it in quickly to Manhart, and the foul quickly given by the Toppers. Not much time came off there. Sixth team foul. Next foul will put Greenville to the free throw line. In the JV game, the Comets missed some free throws down the stretch in regulation when they were up three, and Hillsboro eventually tied it at the buzzer. Quick foul given as they brought in Ethan Lintz at the Toppers to give the foul. And with 43 seconds to play in the game, Greenville will be at the free throw line. It'll be Peyton McCullough. He's one out of three from the foul line tonight. Lintz out, Vogel back in for the Toppers. Huge free throws. A 4-point lead for the Comets. Just 43 seconds to play. Again, they trailed by as many as 13. Free throw is good. McCullough with 11 as the 5'10 sophomore has just put the Comets up five. This to make it a 2-3 game. Got them both. A dozen for McCullough. 48-42 Comets. Clock running, 38 seconds to play. Vogel gives it off to Andre. Nick Andre gets a screen from Vogel. Works top of the key. Nick Andre at the elbow, cut off. Leaves it for Vogel. Drake wants the handoff to Andre, 25 seconds. Andre turns the corner and draws the foul. 23 seconds. That took a lot of time for the Toppers, down six. But best case scenario here, you make the first, miss the second, kick out for a three. Then you're in business. The foul on Lager is his fourth. Double bonus, free throw, no good. Tekin back in for the Toppers. Ethan Lintz on the floor as well for Hillsboro to foul. Second free throw for Andre. And missed the pair. Offensive rebound to Tekin. Jace goes up, can't get it to go. He wanted the foul, it wasn't there. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul on the Toppers. A lot of contact and no whistle. 17.8 for the ball game. A 6-point Greenville lead. Vogel back in, Lintz out. Oh, this will be a frustrating loss for the Toppers. Make for a long bus ride back that short stretch at 127. The first half, so crisp, so good. Second half, just, well, not as crisp, not as good, just to put it simply. Free throw for Lager is no good. Rebound down to Matus. They were just too loose with the basketball in the second half for the Toppers. And case in point right there, Tekin turns it over. Tried the handoff to Vogel, and it just wasn't there. The timing has just been off here in the second half. Players not looking when the pass is coming their way. In a number of instances like that in the third quarter. Just a very frustrating loss for Hillsboro. Again, they led big early, and they've let it slip away here late. Free throw for Manhart, no good. And the rebound down to Tekin, just 7 seconds. Tekin across the timeline with five, rises up for three, blocked by Gardner, and that's the ball game. Nope, we're going to get a foul with 0.7 seconds to play. One, the Toppers feel that they should have secured. They let it get away from them here tonight in Greenville. The third quarter, that's what really did it. Now, the Toppers are still winning after three, 33-27, but they had the ball late, up eight, turned it over, and gave Greenville a run out to get it down to six. Free throw good for McCullough. And then the fourth quarter has been all Greenville. Second free throw good. McCullough gets the pair. 50-42, the Greenville Comets in come-from-behind fashion knock off Hillsboro tonight, 50-42 the final. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Greenville and get you shipped off to Staunton following these messages on WSMI. Well, the money quarter went to Greenville. They outscored Hillsboro 23-9 in the fourth quarter as they come from behind to beat the Toppers 50-42. A game Hillsboro led 15-4 after one, got up to as many as 13 early in the second quarter. Toppers led 21-12 at the half, 33-27 after three, and then outscored 23-9 in the fourth quarter as Greenville wins it 50-42. With the win, the Comets improved to 3-4. They are 2-0 in South Central play. With the loss, the Toppers are now 1-8 and 0-2 in conference play. Scoring-wise for Hillsboro tonight, 14 for Nick Andre, 10 points for Gavin Matouche, 6 for Jace Teakin, 5 for Drake Vogel, 5 for Brock Velliver, and 2 for Dylan McCamick. I had Hillsboro for 19 turnovers tonight, 11 of them in the second half, and they got sloppy with the basketball down the stretch, and it cost them here tonight as Greenville comes from behind and beats Hillsboro. On the other side for the Comets, I had them for just 6 turnovers. They did a good job of taking care of the basketball, and really, the first half, they got shots, good looks, they just couldn't get them to stay down. The second half, they got similar types of looks and were able to get him to go. 16 for Fletcher Manhart, 14 for Peyton McCullough, 6 for Desmond Gardner, 6 for Jack Schaufelberger, 8 points for Gabe Lauger. The difference was the turnovers in the second half. And really, it started early in that third quarter. Toppers turned it over the first couple of possessions of the second half and let Greenville get settled in a little bit. And once that momentum turned, it was hard to get it back. Now, Hillsboro did it once. Greenville made a run in that third quarter, got it down to 1. Toppers responded, got it back to 8, and then Hillsboro turned it over at the end of the third quarter. So instead of maybe up 10 going into the fourth, it was down to 6, and then Greenville owned the fourth quarter, winning it 23-9. A couple of finals here out of the South Central Conference. Roxana beat Vandalia 75-67, and Gillespie beats Southwestern tonight 56-40. In the Sangamo Conference, New Berlin makes a free throw at the end of overtime after a foul at the buzzer sent him to the free throw line. New Berlin beats North Mac in overtime 51-50. We want to thank all the fine people here at Greenville High School. Joe Alstad, athletic director, and his crew treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. Girls high school basketball tomorrow, Hillsboro at Litchfield, live at 2 o'clock here on FM 106. Coming up next, stay tuned. It'll be boys action on your Friday night with Litchfield at Staunton. That broadcast next here on WSMI. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Your final one more time in come-from-behind fashion. Greenville beats Hillsboro 50-42. I am Tim Mize. We say Merry Christmas and good night from Greenville.